Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, Giselle.
Here we are, another Wednesday, Thursday for you all. We're doing the Lord's work, recording the podcast. Not much to say, but things to say.
Things to say. We're just going to chat a little bit and give you guys a little short and sweet one. Because we wanted to touch base before we're gone for two more weeks when we're up, up, and away.
The girls are jet setting.
The Eurogirl summer has really commenced. Like,
I'm so excited. This is so important, actually, to the culture, to my well-being, to my mental health. I need it more than I need air.
Yeah, it's really, like, I think there's, I'm also thinking about, like, the end of the summer when it's going to be so sad that, like, we don't have a trip, like, coming up. But also, when it's nice weather, I just want to be at the beach. So literally, it's, like, fine. Like, we can just look forward to going to the beach every weekend.
Right. And I do think a nice trip to kick off summer is really always, it, like, starts it off in a great way. Like, it feels anything could happen now.
Exactly. Also, the weather's been so crap here. It's like, can't wait to escape to, like, actually nice weather.
It's so depressing. The fact today was, like, so actually depressing that I couldn't believe. I literally couldn't believe that there was not one lick of sunshine in my life. Eternal sunshine.
Eternal sunshine.
Was not here, even though I was bumping the album.
Ooh, wait. Okay. Now it's saying no rain after today for the rest of the week.
Okay, that's a change.
It was saying rain all weekend.
It was saying, yeah, and then I checked again, and then it said just Sunday, but you're telling me live.
Live, it's just a cloud and a high of 66.
Okay. I wouldn't say it's giving warm, but rain is better than nothing.
It's not.
We really wanted to go to the beach, you guys, but I don't think Mother Nature is supporting us in that.
It's a bummer because won't have a beach day now until June, at least stateside. But yes, I mean, I feel like people would probably expect us to be talking about the Eras Tour and all the fun changes that Taylor Swift has made to the Eras Tour. But for those of you who don't know, which is most people, because I haven't really talked about it, I have decided with my friends that I'm going with next week, next Friday of Memorial Day to the Eras Tour in Portugal, that we're not going to look at spoilers. We're not online. I'm off TikTok. I'm off Twitter for the most part. I'm on Instagram with muting certain accounts. I've still seen stuff, of course, because
the woman is
fucking everywhere.
Can we know, we the people, the screamers, know what you know?
Yes. So.
Okay. Breaking news.
I know. I've seen the white dress, right? I've seen
the big one,
TTPD outfit. Just visually, like, briefly. Not, I haven't, like, stared at it, right? Like, right. I've seen it on a YouTube, like, basically nowhere is safe, you guys. Like, open YouTube on my TV, and it's, like, up there, like, the whole set.
Yeah.
So, I have to be really, really strategic.
Right.
And then I also know about the two, which is, like, to be honest, everything I know was kind of obviously going to happen to me. So I know that she has combined the two eras that shall not be named, because it won't spoil it for people if they don't want to know, but she has combined two eras. And then I know one song she does, which I won't say, just because I won't spoil it for other people. But that's it.
Okay, exciting. I feel like, of course, I know everything, but that's because I won't be there, and also I'm not keeping it for myself. And I, as you said, there's literally no human way unless you go off social media to escape it. But I am so excited. I think this is so fun for you. I think that I cannot wait for you to see it. I think it's the correct thing to be doing. No one gets surprised these days, and, like, let's be surprised. Let's bring back being surprised.
Right, and it's 2 weeks. It was from the day, like, that I started it, which was last Thursday.
Yeah.
It'll be, like, 15 days, right? And for part of that, I'm going to be away. on vacation. So, like, why do I need to be on TikTok or Twitter while I'm on vacation is my POV.
I just added something. Sorry.
Amazing. I know a lot of people would find it harder or, oh my God, wow, how did we forget that? That's
I know.
But yes. So we'll have a full review of the Eras Tour.
I can't wait. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm really excited. I was telling Giselle I've gotten a dress for it because I ordered a jumpsuit. It's nowhere to be found. Probably got scammed. And got a dress for my newly. And I'm probably going to have a nip slip. So sorry to the people of Lisbon.
Will you be doing the bracelets?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know if that's still a thing.
We didn't do them in New York. I got given one.
Okay.
At the MetLife show, which was very nice. So actually, if I'm offered one, I will take it and wear it.
Funnily enough, Meg, I got I got gifted a craft kit, like a bracelet making craft kit. So if you and the girlies want it, please take them.
Wait.
I'm being so serious. Like, there's
maybe
so
I'll
many
take
beads.
It. Okay.
There's so many beads.
If you're never going to use it.
I'm not going to use it. And I think that you girls should have it and, like, be really on your Eras Tour bullshit, you know?
Okay. I feel like that's, yeah. You got to lean into it, right?
You have to lean in. I love the whole idea of it, you know? So fun. The idea of you.
Which I watched again with my mom on Mother's Day, by the way.
Oh, I love, wow. What a great thing.
Incredible.
Incredible movie. Nicholas Galitzine. I'm obsessed with him.
Nicholas Galitzine.
Red, White, Royal Blue 2. I will be sad, even though the movie was bad. I don't care. I love Nicholas Galitzine.
Okay. I also recently rewatched that movie, and I actually fully think that, like, it's not as bad.
I need to rewatch it.
Like, it's completely corny and ridiculous.
Which is fun.
But, like, again, bring back fun. We will stand on business for that forever.
Bring back fun, period, literally.
But yeah, that's, you know, little Swiftie corner. I also know that Travis was at the Paris shows with Gigi and
Bradley.
Bradley
being insufferable. They were there, yes. Good thing
was,
you honestly didn't
was
see
there
the
any, like, I can't, because I can't look this up. Were Bradley and Gigi being, like, affectionate? Like, what was happening? Or were they just standing there in the
No, they tent? Were literally... No. There was definitely a video of them, like, making out during one of the songs. Yeah, fully. Also, like, this is not a spoiler. Well, it's not a spoiler, but I'm assuming you've seen, like, in general, on the one show, she, like, had the chief colored outfits. You saw that?
I did not see that, so...
Okay, sorry, but she won't do it again. I just... I'm sorry, but it was for the... It was for the show that is his number.
It was I don't like know that. Anything about this.
Sorry. It's the same. Like, literally, it's the same. There's, I maybe there's a spoiler. I don't
it's
know.
It's fine. Let's cut the camera.
Sorry.
The camera, deadass. No, it's fine.
I just
fine.
Thought it was the outfit color.
I don't care.
Okay, sorry for anyone that didn't know about the color moment that I don't know if she'll ever do again. Sorry.
I can't imagine it was cute if it was Chief's colors.
I was just like, this is so whatever. We can stop talking about it, but we'll talk about it eventually later once you see it. But
we'll have lots of
sorry, Meg, if that was a spoiler.
Giselle, I literally don't care.
Okay.
What I need you to be doing is like bookmarking silly TikToks and tweets and like ridiculous things that are said about it for me when I'm back.
Absolutely.
When I see you.
I can't wait.
Yeah. That's
the Eras Tour slight update. Okay, moving into just some topics. One that we almost forgot, but like is actually incredibly important to us,
highlight.
To me, to this podcast, is that our sister, Hailey Bieber, is pregnant officially. It has been announced. There we go.
I was just on her Insta, and she just did a little posty post, of her and her, like, little bump, and she's just so cute. Apparently,
yeah.
She's, like, more than 6 months pregnant. That's what TMZ is saying. So,
I guess, like,
this baby will be with us soon.
Very soon. And people have been saying that, I guess, like, for a while, like, oh, maybe she's pregnant, but, like, people kind of always say that. But I'm very happy for her. I'm very happy for them. This feels correct. Like, unbothered rich queen, like, continuing to just make her beauty products and, like, be dressed cute, be rich. I love it. Selena Gomez, of course, like everyone's talking about her, but also Selena Gomez doesn't help herself because she like posted that like photo, black and white photo of her like holding some Benny Blanco's hand, and I'm like, or whoever's hand, and I'm like, this is so embarrassing, actually.
No, it's actually because it's actually given like giving like someone's ill and like so in a hospital or something.
Why is she like this?
I don't know.
I saw that there's Only Murders in the Building season 4 approaching.
Now, yes, approaching was there soon. A trailer for that? Or
there was like a sneak peek that announced that they're like going to LA or something, and there's lots of stars.
But I thought it was Only Murders in the Building.
Right. Of course. Of course we move buildings.
But actually no, last season he was in the theater.
Right. So. Right. But yeah, they're going to LA. We're getting lots of stars. Meryl apparently will be back.
Oh, exciting. August 27th.
Yes. Lots of things coming. House of the Dragon coming.
I know. That trailer looked pretty good. What did you think? Yeah. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, June I like 16th. Got on my Game of Thrones / House of the Dragon bullshit, so I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm in the culture now. But yeah, Hailey Bieber, obsessed, iconic. Like, I'm assuming we'll get some sort of, like, fucking Road collection about pregnancy, being pregnant. Can't wait for that.
Baby
the thing about
oil.
Me is that, like, I've used a Road product because I was gifted a Road product. But, like, in terms of, like, not even by Hailey's team, by, like, the PR team that did it, who are my friends. But I've never actually purchased with my own dollars, coins, a Road product. But, like, I support her wholeheartedly. You know what I mean? She has an email.
I actually have supported her with my dollars.
Okay, and you bought the lip thing?
I bought the lip peptide it's good. Treatment.
I liked it.
Can I say, it's a bit sticky.
Yeah, they have been making, their lip products are sticky, and this, like, other brand topicals is kind of sticky. But I kind of like more sticky because I feel like my lips get dry really fast. But if you don't have dry lips, then it's just, like, sticky.
No,
you
know? Like, it's I just think the first time I used it, I was like, whoa, like, what is this?
This is giving gloss,
this
for sure.
Is, yeah, but it's giving gloss. I actually don't know where, I definitely still have it, and there's still some left, and I actually don't know where it is, so I gotta look for that.
Marketing genius, as always.
No, I mean, even the phone case, like, as much as we would never get it, like, the girls have it. Like, I have seen the girls with it.
Absolutely, and, like, I think other brands, of course, are now making lip gloss phone cases, because, like, you know.
Of course, like, I'm sure there's, if I Googled, searched it on Amazon, it would come up.
Yeah, like Hailey Bieber trendsetter. But I'm happy for Justin too. Like, to all the haters that said they weren't in love, like, goodbye. Like, they look really happy and in love. And like, Justin Bieber's so unstable that, like, I think he just, like, needs this continuous stability with Hailey Bieber and the baby in his life, you know?
Yeah. And I think them renewing their vows is very sweet.
Yes. The music will maybe never be great again, but I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
We love you, Hailey.
Yeah, no, we're sending love and light to our sister, Hailey Bieber, always and always. Like, when I heard that, I was so excited.
I was elated.
Tell Giselle, and we were at the same time. I was, like, on my way to the group chat to tell Giselle. She was like, my sister is pregnant!
And she looked so fucking fab with her, like, headscarf, sunglasses, white dress. I was like, you are, what is it, like, blue eyes, white dress. Headscarf.
You know, I'm looking finance. For a guy in finance. Yeah. Hedge fund. 6'5". Blue eyes.
Blue eyes. Which, as we said, sounds terrible. But, you know, for those girlies and that's what you want, go off. But no, we love Hailey Bieber. I'm so happy for you. You will always be famous to us.
We'll always be famous
love
to
and
us.
Light. Okay, moving on to something else exciting that happened today. Well, this Hailey didn't happen today, but this thing happened today. We got the official Wicked trailer, which I thought that we had already gotten a trailer, but then they were telling me that this was the first trailer, and I was like, but
no,
why did I see clips
we
before?
We definitely got a sneak peek, like a teaser trailer. So I don't right. know. I felt the same way, Giselle. It was like, first Wicked trailer, and I'm like, we got like a full minute and a half
right.
of a trailer before, like during, right. during the Super Bowl.
Like, we've
so
seen the things.
I'm just like, not this revisionist history, but it absolutely, this one for sure felt a lot more like a part one trailer.
Yeah.
So
this movie feels like it's gonna be fucking long, Loki, because the trailer
Loki,
felt long
and then it's two parts, like,
yeah,
It's just a mistake to make it two parts.
I agree.
But, like, they're going with it, and I'm going to be sad. Ariana is really doing, like, a very Galinda voice. Like,
she is. And, of course, like, along with, before the trailer came out, we got, like, the, you know, like, they're just doing promo for this movie. Yeah. And we got, like, the journey to Elphaba and Galinda, like, John M. Chu, of course, like, yeah. you know, telling them they have their role. Cynthia and Ariana are giving us, like, you know, their journeys. And, like, Ari's crying, and she's like, I'm going to take good care of her.
I did indeed cry, like, tear up on the subway of course. Watching it yesterday.
Of course, of course. But the thing about this movie is that, like, we are the target demographic. Like, this is made for us. Of course you're going to give me this trailer of Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo crying when they get the role, and I'm going to cry. Like, of course. Of course. We're going to be there on opening night. Of course.
We'll be sad.
Like, this is our culture. Absolutely, wholeheartedly. And, I mean, everyone, the thing about it, and I'm going to stand, I know we maybe said something earlier in the past. Mm-hmm. That maybe someone like Dove Cameron could have played this role, but no. I'm going to stand on business for our sister Ariana Grande today and say that no one could have played it for her.
You don't have to agree.
No. I'm happy for Ari.
No, like, we were Ariana Grande haters in a past life.
We were.
And now we're living a life where we love her.
Right, I was a hater even though she was my number one played artist and has been for the last, like, 6 years. So, like, that is tea on me.
She really did her big one with this album for me, she for did. Megan. And I think I'm just, like, leaning into, like, her being so fucking earnest about this Wicked movie. Like, making it her entire personality.
She's literally making it her whole personality.
But you can just tell they added so much in terms of, like, dialogue.
Yeah.
Obviously, because, you know, the stage musical is mostly music. But yeah, listen, I'll be sat both times. I'll be there. Like, we'll be watching, not just for Ari, for Cynthia, for Jonathan Bailey.
Yes, for Bowen.
For fucking Bowen. Come on. Like, it's just, it's a great cast. Like, I'm sat. Yeah. I'm ready. Let's go. Same. Large popcorn.
And the thing about it also is, like, even beyond the silliness of it all and the campiness of it all, like, what we're really sitting down to watch is two extremely talented vocalists blow for 3 hours. And for me, that's something I can get behind, because I know when I'm sat in that seat that the vocals that are going to be coming out of these two ladies' mouths are going to be otherworldly, because they are just otherworldly vocalists in general. And so that's why incredible. I think we can give in to the campiness and the silliness a little bit, because we know the talent is there.
Absolutely.
Is the acting going to be there? I can't talk about that at this time, actually. But
I mean, Cynthia Erivo, Oscar nominee for Best Actress for Harriet.
Right, even though people didn't like that movie. But the music from that movie, Stand Up, was on repeat for me. In my house, Stand Up.
Take my people with me.
And as I told you this week, like, Ariana Grande has yet to show us her best acting performance, because they played the fuck out of her in Victorious. And Kat Valentine, and when they totally changed her character in season 2 and made her just dumb instead of, like, having any, like, what they do with all dumb characters. They do dumb characters badly. Mm-hmm. The only dumb character they ever did any justice for even a short period of time was That's a Raven Chelsea for a while, but then they went too dumb. But in the beginning, she would, like, always in the beginning, they're, like, dumb, like, smart. I love when a dumb character is, like, just kind of, like, socially awkward, but, like, is really smart. Do you know what I mean? And they did that with Ari for a second, and they just went full bag of rocks, and I was like, what's happening?
Did you see Victoria Justice was on, like, that girl, the other girl from Victorious's, like, YouTube or something? She did a video with her.
I think we all sing.
And she did I Think We All Sing.
That was funny.
I love nothing more than when a celebrity learns to make fun of themselves.
I agree. Victoria Justice is on the cover of Marie Claire this month, or for their music issue. Actually, I saw that this morning and I was like, okay, was not expecting to see Victoria Justice on a cover of a magazine anytime soon, but I suppose she's, like, trying to relaunch her career as, like, a full-fledged musician, and, you know.
I listened to her single this morning because it was on my day list.
Okay, how was that?
It was fine. I wouldn't say it was anything groundbreaking, but it's, like, fine.
I mean, I do think Victoria Justice maybe should have just cut her losses and, like, went to, you know, the Netflix movie slash Hallmark Channel route, but I understand everyone wants to be better than that.
Some of her Netflix movies, like, have been decent. The one where she dies and she's, like, an angel and, like, haunting her best friend. Like, I watched that and I, like, kind of liked it.
Right, and also, like, Victorious as a show was, like, a slay, actually.
Absolutely. And I loved Victorious. The thing was, they did all sing. Like, she wasn't lying. Like, she was singing, too. She also sings.
I think we all sing. Also, I'm sorry, like, let's be so serious. The show is called Victorious. It was her show.
It was her show because she was the one from Zoe 101.
She was great on Zoe 101.
The draw. Like, it was like, oh, this girl that we know now has her own show.
I think we all sing.
I think we all sing.
We love
Victoria. But anyway, Wicked, like, let's go. Defying gravity. I love that it ended with the, when Ariana was like, don't be afraid. I was like, oh my god, she's gonna say the line. It's the wizard who should be scared of me.
Yeah. No, it's so good. I'm so excited. Jonathan Bailey continuing to make great choices. Also, I saw that he's gonna lead the next Jurassic Park franchise.
He's just, like, absolutely skyrocketing, and it couldn't happen to a better person. And I have gotten my 3 office swipes this week already.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, or today, when y'all will be listening to this, I will be sat
up
early with my coffee
excited.
To watch binge watch Bridgerton. I can't fucking wait. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
The
so
only thing
excited.
That could make it better is if it was all the episodes.
Yeah, but don't we only get 4?
4, and then 4, like, June 13th or something. So annoying.
I hate that.
But I guess something to look forward to when we're depressed after our vacation.
True. Very true. Okay, well, Wicked trailer, you will be famous to us, well, until Thanksgiving. Can't wait.
Until we have the whole ass movie. Let's go.
Yes. Okay, I think, like, the most important culture that happened last week was Charlie XCX's 360 song and music video.
I think we said this last week, she's just eating the other girls up.
Yeah, there's, like, no one doing it like her right now.
Absolutely no one doing it like her. No one doing it more authentically to themselves.
Yes. Knowing her fucking audience.
Yeah.
Like, knowing her audience, delivering music that, like, makes sense for her. I'm of course obsessed with her always, but, like, especially right now. So I just have been watching a lot of, like, interviews and, like, videos, and it's just, like, the Sophie of it all. Like, you can really tell that, like, you know, this, if Sophie were here, like, Sophie would totally, like, this is the exact trajectory that Charlie should be on, based on, like, you know, her impact on her. And I was just thinking about, too, like, 2 artists that were very influenced by Sophie, Charlie and Kim Petras, and how, like, how far one of them has fallen. Like, I was talking to Sean about this last night, actually. Like, Kim, like, you know, when I moved to New York, like, and when Kim was doing her, like, early shit, like, there was no one that I wanted to listen to more than Kim Petras. Like, it was everything to me. It was, like, pop music, but it was, like, innovative and fun and, like, I don't know. It just, like, made so much sense. But I feel like she since has had more, like, fame with this Unholy song and, like, some other shit. Like, it's just, like, she's, like, lost her way. Like, she went more mainstream pop where it's, like, your audience doesn't actually, like, want that maybe. But I do feel like, as you said, Charlie just, like, really knows her audience and, like, her artistry, as she always says, is on point.
Right, like, as we say, like, the vocals may not necessarily be there, like Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, but, like, she knows who she is and she knows what kind of music she wants to make and she knows what she wants it to say.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the most profound philosophy in the universe. It can be just about being a hot girl and, like, doing hot girl shit. And honestly, literally, like, I respect her so much more than a lot of artists out there.
Same. Like, the 360 music video, first of all, the song is everything to me.
When you're in the mirror, you're just looking at me.
It's so important to me. The music video only elevated the song even more. Like, if you're not going to do a music video like that, like, I'm sorry, don't do a music video. Like, people are bad at music videos these days. But I love a concept. I love cameos. I love all the internet girlies. Like, it just was correct. It was fully correct. Every part of it was correct. This Chloe 70 of it all, like, exactly. That was exactly.
Yes. Right, as also, like, obviously she's always been, like, a mother to many, but I do just feel like that her she's become more high profile recently. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of, like, people being like, actually, if you don't think that, like, Chloe Sevigny is, like, a fashion icon and, like, all this stuff, like, then what have you been doing? And so it's just, like, reading the room, understanding what people want, understanding what will, like, actually make people, like, excited. And it was just amazing. Like, we went to the Billboard in Brooklyn.
Which is a slay, of
course. I'm Your Fave reference. And I'm just so excited for the rest of the album. And
Rat is, like, coming.
Happy for this era. So happy we have tickets to the show. Thank you, Giselle.
Yeah, I'm literally, like, so fucking hype. Like, I've loved Charlie for a very long time. And I feel like every time I try to see her, I can never get tickets. But this time, we won.
This time we won. Yeah, no, it's just, like, so refreshing and, like, fun. And every time it comes on, I'm like...
I know.
360. I'm so Judy.
Julie Fox also having a moment. She's, like, having that show with Law. Law also having a current moment. His publicist is working fucking overtime right now.
Does Law, like, want to style other people again? Is that what's going on? Or is he still in retirement?
So, yes. Well, no about the styling. Basically, he's, like, there are two people in the world that, like, he will do anything for. Zendaya and Celine Dion.
Yeah.
There are other people in the world, for example, like Megan Thee Stallion, when she called him up to style her for being at the Renaissance show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll do favors for people that he loves and cares about for big moments.
Yeah.
But also, he was like, I am living my life. I'm gonna do what I want to do. And I, if it serves me, I'll do it. But also, like, I'm, you know, broadening my horizon. So basically, yeah, like, he's not styling anymore on a consistent basis. All of his clients, basically, except for Celine Dion and Zendaya, have been dropped. But he's doing things here and there.
Got it. No, I love this for him because, like, he's an icon in his own right. And also, like, I just feel like there's so much more of a cognizance around because of him, like, specifically. And I feel like Loewe, Jonathan Anderson, like, around stylists and, like,
yeah,
which celebrities are, like, doing it right. And at least for me personally, but I think very much more in the mainstream, like, people who know who Zendaya is know who Law is, and, like,
yeah,
it's just really interesting. And, like, love him. Like, I'm glad that he's, like, happy. I saw him on he was on with Jenna and Hoda.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, they crack me up. But they're so funny. They were like, and, like, you know what? You went away for yourself and you came back. And, like, yeah, your career is still here. And, like, oh, my God. And I was like, yes, ladies. Absolutely hype him up. Incredible.
Right. I love it. No, they're funny. Yeah, he's been on... I saw that. He's done, like, all these, like, different magazine interviews. He's been on, like, a few podcasts, like, fashion podcasts that I listen to. Yeah, he's really having a moment. And it's cool. Like, and also he deserves it. Like, people are right. Like, I think... he talked a lot about, which I completely agree with, like, everyone was like, oh, like, Margot Robbie, who is also similarly very close to her stylist, is, like, they created this idea of, like, theme dressing. And it's, like, mm-hmm, Barbie was a slay. Margot slayed the theme, yeah, dressing. But, like, Zendaya and Law have been doing theme dressing since, like, the first or second Spider-Man. Like, literally, they've been here. If you look back, The Greatest Showman, Spider-Man, even when she was the fucking voice of Lola Bunny... they had, like, they've been in the game.
Zendaya,
so, like,
is Michi.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, I think people forget, like, Zendaya, she legit Michi did the whole, like, dyeing her hair red for MJ. Like,
yes!
But that wasn't in the movie at all. It was just for the press tour.
What, exactly, like, Tashi.
Commitment to the bit. It's incredible.
Like, she's, they're just, yeah, it's so good. And I also, like, really liked, I feel like, obviously, he gets a lot of credit for styling Zendaya and all of that, but, like, in the Harper's Bazaar video I watched, like, they went through, like, a lot of his, all these other clients and, like, past things he's done for them. And, like, he talked about Hunter Schafer and Kerry Washington. And, like, he talked about, you know, styling Zendaya and Tom during, like, the No Way From Home?
No Way Home.
No Way Home. And he was, like, you know, just, like, all this shit. Like, it was really cool. Like, I admire Law and, like, you know, He has his hold up sometimes on things where I'm like, But most of all of Law, I'm like, slay.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. Can I add something in really quick?
Of course. Always.
Can I tell you, I can't tell you how many people have sent me the pop culture Jeopardy since Vera sent it in the chat yesterday.
Are you going to do it?
I don't know. No, probably not. But, like, so many people have sent it to me, and I just want to say how honored I am.
Yeah, like, you are the pop culture
that people are thinking of me when they see it. But how fun. I'll be sad. Love Jeopardy. I love a Jeopardy moment.
I know. I, like, never was... Jeopardy was, like, not really ever part of my culture, but I feel like it was part of so many people's culture, you know?
Yeah. It's just, like, 7 o'clock to 7:30, half hour in the evening, right before dinner, during dinner, after dinner. Like,
right. Real, like, sit-down television.
Yeah.
Appointment television.
Appointment television.
My appointment television was really geared towards a 3 p.m. hour with Oprah and Ellen, but... Like, my mom was really into the talk shows, daytime talk shows.
We had
she wasn't
the
really
soaps.
Into, yeah, yeah.
We had the soaps on, so All My Children, One Life to Live, General Hospital.
Crazy.
And then it was, like, 5 o'clock, like, maybe an episode of Friends would come on, like, a rerun or something.
Yeah. So interesting. Like, we all had appointment television, just, like, different things, you know?
Absolutely.
Even now.
Speaking of appointment television, are you watching Survivor tonight?
No. I'm not watching Survivor tonight.
I didn't watch last week's, but I think I might just skip it and watch this week's because I know who went home.
I will be watching it probably tomorrow. I'm too behind, so...
Well, next week's the finale, so...
Already? It always happens so fast. I feel like... Yeah. I literally always feel like there's so many people left, and then all of a sudden it's the finale.
Well, the finale is when there's 5 people left, which feels crazy because they do, like, 1 elimination, and then they have the final 4, and it's fire-making. And then there's 3... in the final tribal.
The season really, like, sped on by, didn't it?
Yeah, and honestly, the more I go, I'm just kind of over this season a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't really love anyone.
Right, like...
So it's hard for me to watch. Like, it's hard for me to be invested because I'm kind of like, meh.
I feel like I'd be, like, decently happy if, like, Charlie or Kenzie won, but I wouldn't also, like, then put them in, like, even a top 10 winners situation or like a top 20 winners situation. Like, they're
definitely
a bottom tier because, yeah. But
I mean, I think that my take is controversial because I feel like people didn't like this season, maybe, but like, I loved the Tika 3 season personally. I was really attached to it.
I think people did like it. I really liked it. Like, I think there's been kind of darkness with them since, so that's why it's kind of maybe not aging as well.
That's
true. But I mean, I think it's the best underdog story we've had since David versus Goliath, which was
such a
good season.
I get like, and an alliance just like really going the distance. Last season, kind of too, but like, I didn't
Giselle,
love D.
Giselle, you have to watch Cook Islands.
I know,
you
I love, I know,
love it.
I love an alliance. Yeah, but I do know, I don't know who, I can only assume who went home last week because I did see people being like, I hate when people don't use their idols and then go home, so I can only assume who went home.
No one had an idol before the episode. I think the person
I thought that,
found it.
What was her name? Had the idol. Or did she go home who went home the last episode I watched?
Tiff.
Okay, that's who I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Yeah, so I think the person found the idol within the episode.
And then, like, didn't use it.
And then didn't play it. It's just, like, I'm the only person. How crazy is it? The only person that's played an idol, it wasn't an idol. It was Jess in episode 2.
Yeah.
When Q convinced her that, like, he gave her the idol.
Crazy.
I just am, yeah, no, it's so annoying. Like, you just want to see, if there's going to be idols, you just want to see good idol play. You know what I mean?
Right, and it's like, if you have it, like, You guarantee to stay another week and you'll figure it out next week. Or, like,
right,
you know what
I
mean?
Look for it again. Look, like, literally go looking for it the next day or something.
But, like,
know.
Going home with an idol in your pocket is embarrassing. I'm sorry.
It's so embarrassing.
Like,
it's
it,
so
you,
embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed for you. So,
like, I think a lot of the people who've done that this season feel like, oh, like, what a way to go out on a blind side. And I'm like, I would never get over that as long as I live.
No.
Like, what are you talking about? I want to go out, like, guns blazing, like, literally, like,
like, I'm sorry, but...
With no other option.
There hasn't been, like, exciting enough gameplay since Caleb fucking played his shot in the dark and got, right? That's what happened. Caleb played his shot in the dark and then, or he played an idol. But remember when everyone voted for him, but he like didn't go
home? No, he played his shot in the dark.
Yes, that was fucking iconic.
It was the first time a shot in the dark has ever been played correctly. Because like, it's literally like a 50-50 shot that you're safe, and he was safe and he played it. And we were so gagged.
He did go home the next week, but it was very iconic.
Everyone knew if they let him play more, he would just win the game.
I love gameplay like that, that gags you, like, fuck. I miss that.
There's nothing better.
I miss that. Yeah, this season's boring. It wasn't boring in the middle, and then, like, because we had characters. Like, Banu was a fucking character, you know?
No, it's crazy. It's been a roller coaster. Like, it was bad in the beginning, and then it got good briefly, and then, like, I don't know. No one was willing to, like, make a crazy move.
Yeah. Sad. But
sad.
Alas, we will watch till the end.
Yeah.
Okay, and then last thing is that we saw Miss Holly Humberstone last weekend.
This is more just to, like, encourage people to listen to her. And, because another, like, speaking of being gagged, like, I was just, like, kind of blown away by, like, her stage presence and, like, her performance abilities. Like, I was really, really impressed. And, like, we love her, obviously. Like, y'all have heard us talk about her new album and, like, even the new EP. Like, her music is just so fun and good. And, like, she just put on a really great show. So,
yeah, I was like, truly astounded by the live vocals. Just all of it. It was a slay. We were just, like, all of us, like, singing the song, singing our heart out, just, like, living our best lives on our double margaritas. Like, always a good time at Brooklyn Steel.
I love Brooklyn Steel.
There's no better venue.
There's no
better venue. It's such a good venue.
Yeah.
But yeah, Holly Humberstone, we love you. Very fun. Listen to the album. Yeah.
Yeah, stream her. Slay. I mean, I guess Miss Billie Eilish is giving us an album on Friday. Scary.
Yeah, I know. I like can't say that's my culture, but I I will probably, obviously, I'll listen to it at least once. But I'm actually really, I've been spinning Radical Optimism this week. It's really good.
About me is I've also been listening to it a lot.
It's really good, actually. And Dua Lipa, people are hating on you right now. But, you know, the rollout was kind of a flop. But the music is good, I think.
The music is fun. It's fun, good pop music.
I will absolutely be streaming it. And it's going
to continue to grow on us. And, like, you know, like, I made that joke about, like, welcome back the album, but, like, that's mean to Dua Lipa, actually, because the album was tragic. Minus,
Montana
Sky.
Yeah, great song.
Gotta bring that back into my rotation to celebrate.
Montana Sky, Georgia sunsets.
You're the one walking
in my head. Yeah, great song. Jonas Brothers, Embarrassing, Montana Sky's Slay. Okay, everyone. Well, that was just a cheeky, quick little episode for you catching up on the culture.
Honestly, like, we kind of like to yap, Giselle, so it's not as short as even I thought it was.
Right. Like. No, it we do. There and things came up. We remember things. But we love you all so much. As we said, we're going on our Euro Girl summer. Fucking got me right there. You'll be back in June. You will obviously have many stories to tell. Obviously, culture will happen. We hope you enjoy this break. As Meg always says, use this to catch up on some old episodes.
Literally, it's time.
It's time to catch up. We love you deeply, but most importantly, we love each other. Love you, Meg.
Love you, Jean.